This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, it's Wednesday afternoon, it's 4 o'clock, and that means it's Brian Scalabrine time. And Brian Scalabrine from WEEI and NBC Sports Boston is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when the drains don't flow, and by FindMassMoney.gov. Brian Scalabrine, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing well. You can just call me Scal at this point, right?
Okay.
You went over. You called me Brian Scalabrine 8 times.
Okay.
That was fine.
Your mama gave you the name. I thought I'd be respectful, but I'll call you Scal.
Once, it's fine. I think people know me as Scal. It's fine.
Does your mother like that?
No, my mom, my wife, like there's just a few. Even my kids call me Scal now, but
really?
A few people call me Brian.
Okay. Well, Scal, the other night, I was as excited watching Celtics basketball as I've been in a while, optimistic. The way there was that little downturn in the second quarter, and then Missoula got a little upset, seemed like Tatum knew it. Tatum knew he was sort of in the crosshairs, came out, had that ridiculous third quarter in all aspects of his game, was shooting threes, mid-range, taking it to the rim. Was that a potential, I don't know, I've been using the word inflection point. Did Joe Mazzulla and Jason Tatum have a moment there maybe where Mazzulla pushed his buttons, he reacted well, and that could be good for the Celtics moving forward?
You know, it could be anything when it comes to those two or the team or Tatum. Tatum took full responsibility for how he played in the first quarter. And, you know, he was sleepwalking a little bit, but how about, you know, he woke up in the third. And, you know, I know it's like when you solve a problem of the past, you think that that's the solution moving forward. I'll give you an example. There probably was a point which we all probably sat there and said, why does Tatum take that step back shot? We want Tatum to move the ball, right?
Yes.
And, you know, he was an average passer at one point, maybe 3-4 years ago. He's an average passer. You know, the double team used to rock him a little bit. And even like beginning of this year, the Warrior hard trap kind of bothered him a little bit. He's not bothered by that anymore. So I had my wonderful people over at NBC Sports Boston do some research. I got some serious numbers that show, and I've been begging for this for the last 2 years. It's like, I want Tatum to be more aggressive. And I want him to be, and I know that like what people think is, well, we don't want him to be the old Tatum, folks. He's not the old Tatum anymore. Like, he handles coverages with ease now. He gets off the ball 25 different ways, pocket pass, hook pass, sees over the defense, quick pass, strings a big out, attacks a big when he evacuates. Like, he has every single read in the book now. So when his usage rate is, I think the number is 27%, but, like, we've only lost 2 games in the last 3 years. when his usage rate is 33%, I think we're undefeated at that point. So I want to see more Tatum. You know, I think when he has the ball in his hands, and because he's such a willing passer, I think that will like kind of benefit like our team. And I live like from this example, like I was never a star player, so I was a role player. But when the star player is bringing it, it like gives you a boost of energy when you're a role player. So I think there's a lot to be said about that. He is a guy that can put a team on his back. And even if we're playing terribly, I think that he by himself, I'm not saying he should do it by himself, but him by himself can will you victories. And that's why, you know, like the guy is an all NBA type of player.
So, Scal, obviously it feels like if Tatum is taking this next step in his personal and professional evolution, this would be a beautiful thing for the Celtics. And it seems like Joe Mazzulla recently, in showing some tough love to Jason Tatum when he's underwhelming and underperforming, kind of almost shows me that he, too, is taking a next step in his coaching evolution. Do you feel like maybe things are like Mazzulla is pivoting for the betterment of Tatum and the team as well?
I think I couldn't answer that question because, like, you know, that's a touchy subject, right? Like, what is Joe doing? How is he doing it? What is their relationship based on? What meetings have they had? Like, you know, you're kind of bringing in like a sort of like a 30,000 foot view of coach player, but you know, I keep saying this, professional sports, like the difference between being in them and covering them, right? I think people that cover them think it's a drastic change. Like, it is such a small change that makes a massive difference. That's like when you're talking about the best of the best, you know, it's a subtle thing in film or a subtle conversation before shoot around could actually, like, can change an entire relationship. And it could, the outcome could be different. But because professional sports are so hard, and the difference between like a team bringing it or a coach getting on a player or not is like a 20-point differential, we think like, oh, when they lose by 20, it's a disaster. And when we win by 10, oh, everything is smooth sailing. I think it's a lot closer than what people think, right? So that could be a certain interaction right now with certain players that are out. We got Drew Holiday and Jaylen Brown who are out. So maybe Joe Mazzulla feels like he could push Tatum's buttons like a little bit differently in that game. But when you have Jaylen Brown and everyone healthy, I think you got to treat that game a little bit differently. So I think there's so much more nuance in just like Joe Mazzulla maturing as a coach and him going to Tatum and saying, now is the time I'm going to push you. It's a living organism that you have to kind of take day by day.
If Scal, it felt like, you know, in the Heat game, you know, they had that 7-0 run right before the end of the first half, and Mazzulla was upset that Tatum didn't execute the 2-for-1 the way he wanted.
Correct.
And then he didn't like maybe how he played some defense on a transition bucket before the half too. But and he was visibly upset. And clearly, it was you know, Tatum was the target, and Tatum responded in the, you know, in the third quarter, and it's to me that's got to give, I don't know, maybe Mazzulla's already proven himself, maybe guys are fully bought in, maybe he doesn't do that, get upset like that, you know, last year, but now that he's got a championship under his belt, do you see him maturing, and do you see like Tatum responding to the coaching he gets from Mazzulla?
Yeah, so I've always seen that. With Joe and Tatum. He's like, the one thing about Tatum is he's not like I think on the people, like, I don't know if people got him wrong or anything like that. He always brings it. He always guards. He always rebounds. You know, like some days he doesn't, like in the past, he didn't execute well on a pick and roll, or he wasn't aggressive enough, or he had, you know, like, why are you not being able to get downhill on this one? You can like argue that, but like Tatum is a star that for the most part, like, brings it. So when you brought that up, right, that's why I think, Ted, that's why I think it's like on that particular day against that particular team, you know, Joe felt like he could push his buttons and it worked, right?
Yeah.
But you can't go to the well every single day, every single time. It just doesn't work like that. And I don't know, I really don't know how football is. But, like, you only have so many of those ace of spades that you can use. The question is, as a coach, are you using those aces of spades, or trump card, per se? I don't know if you can call it that anymore, the way people are. But
leave politics out of it.
Using that, Are you using that in the right time, right time, place, right? And then does it work? And a lot of coaches use their card and it doesn't work. But, you know, that particular night with that, you know, it helped Tatum respond. And he was amazing in the third. You see how emotional he was?
Yeah.
He was pounding his chest and doing all that. Like, that is the best version of Tatum. But that's where I think that people might have got – you can't just every day do that, go to the well every single day. You got to know when to use that based off of your relationship with Tatum, based off of all your interactions and where you're at right currently as we speak today.
All right, Scal, that was three very serious basketball questions with three very serious basketball answers. What are your thoughts on Megan Thee Stallion?
God, I love her, man. Well, you know, I saw her in Chicago, right? And I couldn't stop looking at her during the game, right? And the Bulls game was just all right, you know? But I'm telling you, she's stunning, stunning. Watching, it's like one of those, you know, when you meet people like I don't know if you've ever met like a president or whatever, like they just like, I never forget it because I was young, right? I met Michael Jordan or when I met Lute Olson at Arizona. It was as if they had like the light was brighter on those people and then everybody else. Like, I'm not saying it was dim and bright, but it was just a little bit bright, like they glowed, right? That's how, and I'm like, listen, dude, I've been a part of the NBA for a long time. I'd see my fair share of whatever, but Megan Thee Stallion had a certain glow about her. I just could not stop looking at her.
I get it, bro. I get exactly what Scal's saying.
So basically, if she's at the Garden, we can count on you not really paying attention to the game.
No, I'll do my job. I think it'll wear off. Hopefully it wears off and I can do my job, but like, you'll see, man. Just, I hope you get a chance to go. And like the way she carries herself, it's just, I think I can't believe this because I listen to her songs and are just like, all right, they're fine. But when you see her in person, she's stunning. And I hope everyone gets a chance to see it.
Okay, me too.
So you should start. I'm all in on the Torrey Craig side.
Love it. Scal, you should start going by Brian Scalabrine, the biggest Celtics fan. You got to put two E's on there. Just the, it's the Brian Scalabrine. All right, so we got an.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Absolutely. It's the Brian Scalabrine on WEEI Afternoons. And we have the All-Star break coming up, which will be a nice chance for Tatum to go out and do whatever the hell the All-Star game is now in its current iteration. But some nice and well-deserved rest for the season. Then, of course, they come back, and you got about a third of a season left to really get things right in House Missoula and with the Celtics and get ready for an awesome postseason. Who do you think is going to be, not named Jaylen Brown and not named Jason Tatum, who is going to be like the linchpin, the key player, the energy guy? Who's going to be the biggest difference maker as they look to heat up down the stretch in advance of the postseason?
Ooh, that's a tough question, man. I don't just throw these answers out there because, you know, you're getting towards the end of the season. Seeding is important. You know, like we feel like we're a better road team than we are a home team. So that could come into play. I think these guys have established, they think that they can beat everybody. So I don't know. Like, I know one guy, if you wanted me to stamp a guy, it'd be Peyton Pritchard. He's going to love this stretch where guys are sitting out. I think Peyton Pritchard's going to play like 35 minutes a night after the All-Star break. Those other guys will get rest. We'll continue to rest guys, I assume. We have some gaps there. But, you know, it's not an overwhelming place for us. And you know, and here's another one. Yeah, everyone's got to be playing their best ball. Like, it doesn't matter, like, what type of ball you're playing when you get a week off because you're not in the play-in. Like, I think the Celtics are going to navigate this little thing. I think you'll find, like, more bench players playing a lot more. I think Derek White has been, recently, has made a nice little jump. But I would be lying to tell you if I thought one of the starters was going to take it to a new level during this time. I actually have my eye on the bench, and hopefully Torrey Craig plays and Megan Thee Stallion is in the building.
I'm with you on that, Scal. Quickly, did you glean anything from, you know, two nice wins last week against Cleveland and the New York Knicks? I mean, do you take anything away from those games? I mean, is there something you learn in those games about the Celtics?
Yeah, that I was right. Tatum needs to be more aggressive. I've been asking for it. I send his agent all kinds of things I come across so I can get the message to him. If we're going to win a second championship, the guy that's going to take the biggest leap from last year to this year is Jason Tatum. So that's kind of what I take from that. When he needs to go to a new level, I get the look I see on people's faces is we can't stop this guy. And the look I see on coaches is we have to double team this guy. And he's been handling the double team great. So If you want to know what I think going, and every time we're going to have this call, you can keep asking the question. Jason Tatum will be the key to us repeating.
Okay, so coming off of that, we have Celtics, Spurs, Tatum, Wembanyama, and we brought it up earlier. We were playing radio. You do podcasts, so don't yell at me. This is what we do.
He's gonna yell at you.
4 hours
a
day.
I don't do podcasts.
Okay.
My show's a radio show, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we take callers, and everybody have guests. Yeah.
Okay, so you throw ideas out there. You're just guys talking. Would you trade Jason Tatum for Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah, you have to.
Like, yeah! Let's go, Scal!
I mean, he's like, isn't he like 20 years old and 7'4"?
Yes!
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it, but luckily we don't have that problem. But I think, he's the future of the NBA. The guy, like, defends, he does everything. Oh, like,
wow.
Yeah, you have to. Even though you don't want to, Tatum, where he's at and his number, the Victor where he's at with his number, like I think he's probably the number one guy in the NBA right now. I think everyone would trade for him.
All right, thank you. That's what I said.
Is this actual discussion? Did anybody actually say no?
Ted said no.
I'd seriously consider
Even
it.
Tatum will be like, yeah, you should probably trade for the other player. You guys are crazy.
Before we let you go, we got to continue the tradition here. What should I expect tonight? Are the Celtics going to roll? The new look Spurs, a scary foe? How's this going to play out at all?
Are we a double digit? Favorite? Favorite. Stay away from us. We can't be more than a double digit favorite. We have to be like 10 or 11 or 12, right?
Eight and a half.
Got Celtics. Now, you know what? I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I got no faith in the Celtics at home. I have no faith in them, especially against teams like the San Antonio Spurs. I don't know if they're going to win or not, and whatever, they've been better. I watch and I'm like, man, I don't know what happens to us at home, but just right now, it's not a big game. We play the Spurs really well, but by the way, if you guys get a chance, I tell you, a future star in this league is Stephon Castle, UConn kid. Like, he's awesome. Go watch him play. He's got the right swag. I love his game. So, I'm not saying we're going to lose because we're the best team, but it's like when it comes to the C's at home, I quit trying to pick them.
All right, Scal, we're going to put a pin in that. We're going to revisit that on one of these future Wednesdays. Your lack of faith in this team at home. Hope there's no game sevens at home at the Garden where we got Scal.
No, he's right, though, man.
The big difference between regular season and double digit. We just look at the numbers. Look at regular season, double digit favorites. It's atrocious, to be honest with you. We never cover, and sometimes we lose those games. So that's like the kiss of death. Close games, big games, we're good. But these, like, double-figure spreads, I don't know, man. They're tough.
All right, Scal, appreciate you joining us as you do each and every Wednesday. And hopefully you see Megan Thee Stallion sooner rather than later and fulfill your fantasies.
I hope so.
Thanks, Scal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See you.
Good
stuff.
How you like them apples?
Well, I was.
He's the expert.
Yeah.
He's the green teamer.
Yep.
Some people think he's the homer.
He was not expecting that.
He did not.
What was
hesitate.
The bigger surprise,
he
though? The fact
hesitate.
That he would trade Tatum for Wembanyama, or the fact that he just flat out said, like, I don't trust the Celtics at home?
Or that he talked about Megan Thee Stallion the way. Yeah. If I talked about a woman on the radio the way he did, my wife would not
way
be
to
happy.
Go,
I can
Scal.
Tell you that. I don't care who it is. If it was a supermodel, a rapper, anybody. Certainly not somebody that I'm in the same building with.
That's Beyonce had the same effect on me. She took my breath away when she gave me a what's up at the Super Bowl in 03.
Oh, that's right. I
she
forgot
right
your what's up story from the TED Talk in 03.
I know exactly how he feels, man.
All right, Brian Scalabrine had a lot of interesting things to say. We'll come back. We'll react to some
good
of that because there was some interesting stuff there. Yep. Good stuff about Tatum and then some questionable stuff about this home road split thing. So we'll react to Brian Scalabrine's comments, or Scal, don't call him Brian Scalabrine, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
I had a little thing with Beyonce, which was great.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Controversy. After that Scal interview, that's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. This trending report is brought to you by our friends at the 99 Restaurants. Always the real deal. See, I even did that for myself. Well, we're talking basketball, but of course, spring is in the air, and spring, if not summer-like conditions, are to be found in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida, where your 2025 edition of the Boston Red Sox have reported for spring training action. Just 10 days away from your first pretend baseball game that will sound so wonderful here on Boston Sports Original 93.7 FM WEEI and, of course, 850 AM WEEI AM as well. Pitchers and catchers have reported. And let's hear from Red Sox manager Alex Cora on one of the newly acquired lefty arms that the team has gotten a hold of. That would be Aroldis Chapman.
We got guys that have stuff, and you know, Witt remind me that he closed the wild card game in 21. So we got guys. We have options, which is a good thing.
Oh, they've got guys, and they've got options as well, including Walker Buehler, who showed up yesterday looking just fine, and, of course, Garrett Crochet, who spoke to the media for the first time today as well. The assembled Boston media in Fort Myers says he doesn't mind being called the Filthy Pig, and he can see him coming, see himself, rather, coming to Boston and hopefully staying here for a long time. For more on last year's edition of the Red Sox, don't miss The Clubhouse, the new Netflix documentary that premieres in April. All 8 episodes, a new teaser is out on social media for Netflix today. You just heard from Scal, and if you missed that interview, you can go back and use the Odyssey app right after this fabulous trending report, or subscribe to the WEI Afternoons podcast. It's Spurs versus Celtics tonight at 7 p.m. from the Garden, and then it's time for the All-Star break for your Boston Celtics, who also happen to have a documentary celebrating last season coming out. Of course, that one ended in Banner 18. That premieres the first week of March on Max. And in the wide world of football, can you believe it? Yes, Joe Castiglione, I can. Matt Patricia, the former OC and DC of the New England Patriots and a famous friend of Belichick, according to ESPN's Pete Thamel, is scheduled to become the new defensive coordinator for the Ohio State University. Trending once again is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Treat your Valentine at the 99 Restaurants February 14th through the 16th and enjoy delicious menu specials like the lobster-topped haddock. You gotta love the nines. This is your old pal, the Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More awesome sports talk to be found on the other side here on WEEI Afternoons.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.